All right, Gerald, say good morning. A lot of beautiful Gemara today. Today's daf is Mem Aleph 41, but we are actually starting on Mem Amud Beis. By the two dots, Kvar Hayu Rabbi Tavon Uzakenim. It's actually the last short line in the Gemara. It is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines up from the bottom. Kvar Hayu Rabbi Tarfon Uzakenim Subin Ba'aliyas Beis Nitzzeh Balud. So Rabbi Tarfon and the elders were reclining. They were sitting together in the upper chamber in Beis Nitzzeh and Lud. Nishalah She'el Zubifneim. So we'll say, listen to the following shayla that came up before them. Talmud Godol or Maisa Godol? What's greater? Learning Torah or doing good deeds? Right? It's a fundamental shayla. Right? What's greater? So now Rabbi Tarfon or Maisa Godol. Rabbi Tarfon said, good deeds are most important. Rabbi Akiva Amr Talmud Gadol. Rabbi Akiva said, no, learning is greater. Na'anu kulam ba'amru. So all the rabbis weighed in and they finally decided, Talmud Gadol, learning is greater than action. Why? Sha Talmud mevi lidei maisa. Because it is learning that ultimately leads one to action. So we'll say, interestingly enough, wow. Oh man, that was it's an aggressive ringtone. I was saying it doesn't matter, it doesn't stop. Okay, so we'll say. So remember, so amazingly enough, they say great learning is greater. Why? Because learning brings one to action. Now, we'll say now. Essentially, what's amazing about this Gemara is the following, which is that really, at the end of the day, everyone's agreeing that action is actually greater. Action is actually greater than learning. Just the difference is that Lamaisa, again, what the Gemara is suggesting is that you can't really engage in real action without learning beforehand. Without Torah, person that will say, this is Maisa Mechol Yom. People think they're doing nice things, but what's guiding your good in life? Meaning, what's your barometer for what is good or what's not good? So if a person is left to their own devices to decide what's chesed, what's not chesed, people get themselves into all kinds of trouble. A person has to have Torah in order ultimately to know what to do that's good and what not to do in life. Look at Tosas for just a moment. Tosas says something very interesting. Talmud Gadol Shatal maybe the Dimaisa. So it's the last eight lines of Tosos. Kilomar Lemigmar. This is Tosos's conclusion. Lemigmar Ledidei Vaday Maisa Adif. Avala Agmuri Achrina Vaday Adif Tfei Mimasa. So it's actually amazing. Tosos suggests that if it's a choice between your own personal learning and actions and doing good deeds, you should do good deeds. But if a difference between teaching others Torah and doing good deeds, teaching others Torah is certainly more important than doing good deeds. It doesn't make sense. Because when you teach other people Torah, what are you doing? You're enabling others ultimately to do good as well. So it's incredible, you said in Tosis, that if I have a choice between doing good deeds, personal deeds, and enabling others to be able to perform good deeds, enabling others is a higher level than my own personal deeds. He goes on, he says, Ve'ilchach, Limid lachrini lo aminam v'yish mefarshim the adam shelo lamad adayin ubalim lochim yilmo tchila o yasog b'maisa. So we'll say Benatos, it says if a person comes to ask the shayla, person doesn't know enough Torah or a lot of Torah, and his question is, should I set aside time to learn or should I engage in maisim tovim? Omrim lo lamud tchila. We tell him sit down and learn. Why? We'll say this is an incredible yisod. Lefi she'ein am ha'aretz chasid. Because Rabbi said, you can't be a pious Amoritz. A person can't be a pious, ignorant person for one simple reason. If I'm ignorant in Judaism, I don't know what to do. If I don't know what to do, piety is impossible. Piety is the result of informed, dynamic activity. But if I don't have Torah in my life, then at the end I'm an Amoritz. Then again, I could be a good person. Obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at each person on their level, but I can't be a chassid. I can't be pious without Torah. About Adam Shalomad Kvar Hama'asa Yosef Tumi. So again, what comes out bottom line from this sugya is, if I haven't yet learned, I should focus on my learning, and the learning will lead me to Ma'asim Tovim. If I've already learned, then I should go ahead and focus on Maisim Tovim. If, however, again, I have the ability to teach other Torah, so teaching other Torah versus engaging in Maisim Tovim, teaching other Torah comes first. Why? Ultimately, because it's enabling the growth of others. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gadol Talmud, Shekadom Lechala Arbaim Sharon, Lechumas, Lechumas, Chamishav Arba, Ulushmitim, Shishav Achos, Leodos, Meir Bisholosh. So we'll say, so Rabbi Yossi says, you see that Torah learning is greater than actions. Why? Because we were given the command to learn Torah more than 41 years before the obligation of Havrash Haschala, or for 54 years before Trumas and Maestros, for Shemitah 61 years, and for Yovel 103 years. The idea over here is that the obligation to learn preceded all of these other actional mitzvos. So the Gemara says, to which the Gemara says, but Yovel actually was 104 years before we were commanded Yovel Kasavar, Yovel Mitchilasahu Meshamit. Because of Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Yovel actually kicks in at the obligations or restrictions of Yovel, really obligations of Yovel, kick in on the beginning of the year. Therefore, it was 103 years until the beginning of the first Yovel. Ukeshem Shalimun Kodim Lamaisa, and the same way that it's important to learn prior to engaging in Maisim Tovim, Kachdino Kodim Lamaisa. So to Rebbe say, after 120, when it comes to divine judgment, the first thing we are judged about is, did we learn enough or not? And then we're judged for that even before we're judged for our Maisim Tovim. Kedrav Hamnuna, Dorav Hamnuna, Ein Tchilas Dino Shel Adam, Ela Al Divrei Torah. Because Rav Hamnuna said, after 120, the first thing I'm judged about in Shamayim is, did I learn enough Torah? Shene Emar, Potim Mayim Reish, Poter Mayim Reishis Madon. Ukashim Shedino Kodim Lamaisa, Kach Schara Kodim Lamaisa. And the same way that judgment for Talmud Torah comes before judgment for actions, so too the reward for Talmud Torah comes before the reward for actions. Shene Emar, Vayitin Lahem Artsos Goyim, Va'amal Umakalish. Baruch will give us the land of the nations, the effort of the nations, Yershu, Ba'avor Yishmeru Chukav, Visora Sabi in Soro. Because ultimately, again, we guarded his statutes and we guarded his Torah. So we'll say, so again, you see over here the importance of Talmud Torah, this idea of Einama Aretz Chasid. You can't truly be pious in life without Torah. Very simple idea, because how do I know what piety is if I don't have Torah? So number one, person first has to learn, then engage in Maaseh and Tovim. And again, after 120, the first question HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me is about my Talmud Torah. The first reward that's given is Talmud Torah. And unfortunately, the first measure of punishment is also Talmud Torah. I'll just point out over here, if you take a look, Tosas actually brings down over here. We're just going to do it outside. But Tosas quotes the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Maseches Shabbos, that says that after 120, when a person is brought in for din, they're asked three different questions about what they did with their life. And interestingly enough, the first question that they're actually asked, Tosas brings down, is Nasasa v'nasata v'amuna. Did you deal honestly in your business dealings? Which I will say, by the way, just as an aside, based on the Mesilas Yesharim Shir, we have a new understanding of what that means. When the Ribbono Shel Olam asks me, was I honest in business? Nasasa v'nasasa v'amuna. Did I go ahead and conduct myself honestly? So you know what that means. It's not just, was I honest in business. What it means is, did I conduct business honestly means the heavy mema'it be'esek. Did I spend all of my time in the office, or did I leave time for spirituality as well? Because you could cheat two ways in business. You could cheat the person who you're doing business with, but I could also cheat the Ribbono Shel Olam in business. How do I cheat the Ribbono Shel Olam in business? So if I take all of my time for business and leave none of that for him, I'm cheating the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the person has to be honest in business with the other, and also has to be honest in business with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If all the time is taken up by my parnasa and none of it is left for my Ruach Nius, I might be honest with the other human beings with whom I conduct business, but I'm not honest with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it tells us, that's the first question. Actually, like, just look at it. Ein tchilas dino shel adam ela adivrei Torah. V'hadar perak lam adlikin, kishamachnisin adam ledin, omrim lo, nasata v'nasata be'emuna, haynu dafku le'in she'ila, sheshoan lo amas omatan, So Tosa says, even though that's the first question that's asked, when it comes to actual din, when it comes to actual judgment, the first thing we are actually judged about is, did we learn enough Torah or not? Back to the Gemara Bosai. Says the Gemara. Last two lines. Remember, the Mishnah made a very dramatic statement The Mishnah says that whoever does not spend time learning Chumash, learning Halacha, and engaging in Derech Eretz, engaging in good deeds, so such a person like that is Eino Min HaYishuv, is not considered to be a contributing member of mankind. So says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Upasal Le'edos. Such a person cannot give Eidos. Now, what does that mean? Such a person cannot give Eidos. Remember, again, this is not a person who's engaging in Averus, right? This is not a person who's doing terrible things. This is a person who's not learning and not doing any kind of Meisin Tovim. Says the Gemara, you're Upasal Eidos. Look at this one. Says, look at the last Rashi. Upasal Eidos. Dechevan She'eno Min HaYishuv. Ein makpid al atzmo ve'ein lo boshes panim. So, also listen to this. The idea is that if you are not a contributing member of society in some way, shape, or form, then what? Then you have no self-respect. No self-respect. Also, which is by the common name. Let's say, for example, the Gemara discusses that the Mesachik Bakuvia, the professional gambler, is also not permitted to give Eidos. He's not permitted to give testimony. Why? Same idea. In order to go ahead and be kashal Eidos, you have to be someone who contributes to the fabric of society in some way. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be a doctor or a lawyer or, well, for sure not a lawyer, right? But, you know, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love the lawyers. I love the lawyers. Thank you. So, you know, the idea also is that you don't have to be someone who has an active profession. A person could be a garbage man. A person could be whatever. The point is, do something that contributes to society. Provide a service for humanity. If I'm not providing any service for humanity, then lemaisa, again, that's not considered to be a self-respecting individual. If you're not a self-respecting individual, then the Gemara says, the Gemara says, we're scared that you don't have integrity. If you don't have integrity, then you're not honest. If you're not honest, then you can't give Eidos. That's why, again, the professional gambler who makes his money through taking other people's money, you're not contributing anything to society. So if you're not contributing, so you can't give Eidos. The Gemara says over here, somebody who has no Torah and no Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz means there's no Meisim Tovim. It doesn't mean that I'm not nice to people. It means there's no Meisim Tovim. I'm not contributing anything to society. You're Pasul Eidos. Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'ochel b'shuk. Somebody who eats in the marketplace. Harei ze domeh lekelef. This is someone ultimately who is comparable to a dog. So this is actually quite dramatic as well. That somebody who eats in the marketplace, which is somebody who eats standing up. Standing up, walking around. Ultimately, again, is like a dog. V'yesh omrim pasul le'edus. And some say, ultimately, again, that he's pasul le'edus. They both say, so no, it's not the Kiddush. Right? So the idea, he's talking about someone who's out in public walking around. I'm sorry?
New York.
Right? The idea of is, you're walking around in public in a confined area where the idea is that people are eating a simcha or a Kiddush. That's not what the Gemara is referring to over here. But somebody who's out in the marketplace. The idea is that eating itself should be an act of Kiddusha. And if a person is just walking around and eating, that's what a dog does. A dog takes a little here, a dog takes a little there.
Anyway,
I'm sorry?
In the new building, we'll have chairs.
In Mirat Zashem, there'll be seating. Every Shabbos will be a seated Kiddush. The halacha still codifies it today. Absolutely. This is a din in Kavada Adam. You know what it is? You ever see, like, when a person's running around and eating, the act of eating itself becomes, like, very, very fatumot. It's not Kaddish. This idea is you're walking around, you're walking, you're talking, your mouth is full, this and that, all the... That's not how a person eats. A person eats benachas, a person eats at least stationary, even if they're not actively sitting, but a person eats as an avoda. A person's running around and eating, that's like a kelev. So Rashi says over here, same idea. Rashi says, it's the last few lines in Rashi. V'china ocha b'shuk hoil ve'in makbid al kavodo. It's not b'kavadik. Person that makbid is kavad ino bosh l'salzal ba'atzo v'lipasal. So we'll say a person who has no problem just running around and eating. So ultimately, again, it's not makbid enough on his kavod. Therefore, the Gemara says that he's pasal la'idos. Sas la'idos. Tosas has a whole piece over here. So Tosas says, you just look at it quickly, there's so much to do and so little time. So Tosas says, if you skip down a little bit, in Tosas, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, it's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down. Tosas, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, the Hacha Meiri Shechotef Va'ochel. Ve'im Tomar, im Kein Pshita de Pasad Gazelman. So what's this? Rabbeinu Chananel, what are you talking about? It's a person who walks on the marketplace, and what does he do? Okay. He grabs from the different food stalls and he eats. So Ve'im Tomar, of course he's Pasad La'edis if he's doing that. Why? He's a thief. To which the Gemara says, Ve'ishlomar Shechotef Pachos Mishav Epruta. Oh, he's a frum thief. Rabbi says, so what does a frum thief know? A frum thief knows that you're only chayiv if you steal more than a shavar pruta. So what does he do? He takes the grape from over here. He takes this from over here. It's like pachas and shavar pruta. You're not chayiv for that. So the Gemara says, inami shegazol davar shino makpid alav, or he steals something that ultimately, again, people are not makpid on. Listen to this. This is an incredible idea. Listen to this. So the idea is, what does he do? He goes vendor to vendor. And I said, when you go to vendors, you can still see. If you go to Machane Yehuda, you can just, right? So what happens? So if you express interest, they'll give you the taste. So who are we talking about over here? The guy who has no interest in buying anything, but he's going to chaperain. What is he going to do? He's going to have a full meal. I'm going to start off here, I'm going to end at the other side, and I'm going to taste a little bit from each vendor. And he pretends like he's interested in purchasing something, so he asks for a taste of it. That says Tosis, that says Domila Caleb. That's like a dog. That's what a dog does. A dog sees a little bit of food over here, he takes it over here, a little bit of food over there, he takes it over here. So that's Domila Caleb. Finally, Rabbeinu Tam Perish, the Ocha Bashuk Hainu Sha'ocha Su'uda de Pas Diginayos. And this is one of the opinions that's codified in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Tam says that this idea that a person who eats in the marketplace is like he's like a dog, that Rabbeinu Tam says that's someone who eats a real meal just while walking around the public area. That's Domila Caleb. The idea being that if possible, a person should avoid eating in a way that's walking around the marketplace. This doesn't refer to a person's having a snack. This is talking about, like, Tom says, person eats a real meal while running all over the place. That's not right. That's Domeh LeKelev. So again, literally the Gemara says, they're pasul la'idus. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Avin halacha kishomrim. The halacha is like kishomrim, that indeed somebody who eats in the shuk, bless you, is like a Kelev. Darash bar Kafra, we'll say amazing Gemara. Ragzon, top of Mem Aleph. Ragzon lo alsa biyadra ele ragzenusa. Abba said, this is an amazing Gemara. If you're an angry individual, the only thing you will have left in life is your anger. He'll say, incredible Yisod. Why? Because if you're angry, ultimately you will lose everything. Because even your loved ones will get tired, ultimately, of being around you. So the mice, at the end of the day, you'll lose your marriage, you'll lose your children, you'll lose your friends, you'll lose everything. And at the end of the day, you'll be left, you and your anger. For a good person, Rabbi Osai, he will be able one day to eat the fruits of his labors. Someone who doesn't learn any Torah and does not engage in any way in advancing the cause of humanity, doesn't contribute anything, better to take a neder, not to get hanoah from such an individual. Better to distance myself from such a person. Shana Amar Uvamoshav Leitzim Lo Yashav. That he literally, again, as you say in Tehillim, that it is best, Ashrei Ish, praiseworthy is the individual who does not sit in the company of scorners, of Leitzim, of silly individuals, to which the Gemara says, Moshava Moshav Leitzim. Such a person, I will say, doesn't learn and doesn't do anything to contribute to the greater good of humanity, even in some small way, is a letz, and better to avoid that person's company. Says the Mishnah, now this, I have to tell you, this is very exciting. Really, very exciting. Because this second parak of Kiddushin is one of the most wonderful, every parak is wonderful in Shas. This parak is such, inevitably, the truth is, if you've gone through Yeshiva, you've learned this parak at some point in time, right? Because it's an incredible parak. And what's also great is, this is right over, right beginning Ben Azmanim, right? Mamish, so over Yantiv, everybody has more time to learn, which is incredible Yisod. No matter where you are, your home, you're away, make sure to get yourself to a Daf Yomi Shir. Make sure to get, because obviously don't use the podcast. Or if you find the share on the podcast, please let me know. Over Yantiv, right? I'm sorry. She keeps one day. He has a special header for the website. That's very, very important to stay on top of your learning while you're away. If you're going to be at a hotel, all of the hotels have scholars and residents. All of them have Daf Yomi Shiurim. No excuse. You have to keep up on your learning. And if you're going to be home, then of course you come to Shir. If you're going to be away in a different community, Baruch Hashem, if the community has a shul, they definitely have a Rav, or they have a Magid Shir, they have someone. It's very important to always keep up on your learning. Don't come back every year. I hear, I can't tell you, the drop-off rate from Daf Yomi on Pesach like the curve goes up. It's incredible. You can't drop off. There's absolutely no excuse to fall behind on your learning on Yontif, meaning it's counterintuitive. You can even sleep for a couple of hours in the afternoon and there's still time to learn. So you have to make sure to keep on track. Don't fall behind. In fact, I would say it's a great time to chazer previous mesechtas. If you're not going to chazer previous mesechtas, get a little bit ahead in the daf yomi, but you don't want to fall behind on this. Says the Mishnah. That's not the preemptive musr. That'll be tomorrow. So says the Mishnah. Ha'ish mekadesh bo b'shluchov. So both say, Mekhi mekadesh a woman, either himself or through his shaliach. Ha'isha miskadesh is bo b'shluchov. A woman could become the kudeshes, either through herself, meaning she could accept kiddushin through herself or through her agent. Ha'ish mekadesh is bito, kishi nara, bo b'shluchov. A man could go ahead and be mekadesh's daughter when she is a Nara. I will say again, a Nara means from the age of 12 to 12 and a half, either herself or with her shaliach. Fine. So says the Gemara, Hashta b'shlucho mekadesh bomi boy. So ask the Gemara, I don't understand. If you're telling me that a man could be mekadesh his wife himself, excuse me, that a man could be mekadesh with through a shaliach, so obviously if I could do it through a shaliach, then what? I could do it myself as well. Why do I need to say that? To which the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosef, because the Mishnah is coming to teach me mitzvah bo yosurim b'shlucho. Because the Mishnah is teaching me a nuanced message, which is what? It is more important for me to be mekadesh a woman myself than it is to do it through a shaliach. Why? Ki had Rav Safra machrich reisha, Rav Amalek shibuta, because I've also been preparing for Shabbos, Rav Safra used to singe the head of the animal. In other words, Rav Safra used to prepare the meat for Shabbos himself. Rava used to salt the fish. So the idea of Yerabos is that when it comes to any mitzvah, there's a concept, ultimately, look at Rashi, mitzvah bo yosher b'shlucho, dechi asik gufa b'mitzvah, b'mitzvos, the Kabbalah Schar Tfei. Rabbi says it's very important you sowed. Don't outsource mitzvos. Whenever possible, do it yourself. Therefore, of course, I can be mekadesh woman with a shaliach, but it is better for me to perform the mitzvah of kiddushin myself with the woman than a shaliach. The same way that all of these great rabbis participated in the preparation for Shabbos themselves. They had other people. Maybe, I'm sure their wives were taking care of it. They had perhaps had help in the home was taking care of it. But there was an inyan. They weren't needed, but there's an inyan to participate in the mitzvah yourself. Ika da'amri, others explain, baha isur nami isba. It's not just that it's important for a man to be mekadesh woman himself, but rather, again, it's really usher for a man to delegate the responsibility of kiddushin to a shaliach. It's important for him to do it himself. Why? Kidrav Yehuda, Amrav Damrav Yehuda, Amrav, Asra the Adam Sheikadesh Isha'at Shirena. It is usher for a man to make Kadesh woman until he sees her. We'll say this is very important. You can't marry a woman without first seeing her. Now it sounds intuitive to us, but we'll say, understand, back in times of the Gemara, where marriages were more often than not arranged, so you can marry someone without. So the Gemara is saying, no, you need to see her before you get married. Why? Shema yira ba davar maguna b'tiskan alav. For the most simple reason, I'll say that's what? There has to be attraction. I'll say it's an incredibly important yisod. Chazal understood, and a basic idea, that if a husband is not attracted to his wife, she could have the most wonderful midos, she could have alamilos. If he's not attracted to her, the marriage is doomed. So therefore, again, it says the Gemara, a man has to make sure that he's attracted to his wife. V'rachmana Amar, because if he's not attracted to his wife, ultimately again he will come to despise her. V'rachmana Amar, and the Gittorah says, V'yahafta l're'acha kamocha. He will say there is a mitzvah to love every person, and that every person includes your wife. Therefore, Chazal are telling us that l'maisa, again, although technically speaking one could go ahead and effect kiddushin with a shaliach, it should not be done. It should not be done. Rather, he should mekadesh woman himself in order that he sees her and knows that he's attracted to her. Yosef, and Rav Yosef's statement, Rabosai, of mitzvah bo yosur mibishlucho, that it's better, because remember, according to this version, it's not just the pshat that it's better for a man to be mekadesh the wife rather than going ahead and doing it through a shaliach, but rather, again, it is absolutely halachically preferable on every single level. Rav Yosef's statement, that in general it's better to do things yourself than do it through a shaliach, was actually mentioned on the end of the Mishnah. What's the end of the Mishnah? Itmar, ha'isha miskadesh is ba'u bishlucha. A woman could accept kiddushin herself or through her shaliach. Hashta bishlucha mikad shaba. Hashta bishlucha mikad shaba mi boy. So I don't understand. If you're already telling me that she could accept that she could accept kiddushin through an agent, isn't that obvious that she could accept kiddushin herself? Rav Yosef to teach us mitzvah ba yosef bishlucha, that it is greater mitzvah for a woman to accept kiddushin herself than it is for her to do so through a shaliach. Because again, in general, it's always better to do mitzvos yourself rather than to delegate them to a shlichus. Ki had Rav Safra machrich resha, Rava malach shibuta. Just like Rav Safra used to singe the head of the animal, Rava used to go ahead and salt the fish. The idea being Rav Osai. Now again, the Gemara's understanding over here is that kiddushin itself is a mitzvah, and therefore again, it is better for the woman to accept the kiddushin herself rather than through her shaliach. Avah baha isur lesba. Rav Osai is actually amazing, but there is no isur for a woman to go ahead and get married without seeing her husband. It's amazing. It is usur for a man to go ahead and mekadesh a woman without going ahead and seeing her first. But it is not usur for a woman to marry a man without seeing him first. Why? The Gemara says, Kidrei Shlakish. Amrei Shlakish, Tav Lemesav Tandu, Me Lemesav Armala. Because from a woman's perspective, it is better to be with someone than to be with no one. Right? So we'll say, what does this mean? This is an incredible yisod. What the Gemara, look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Amar Rachmara, Tav Lemes Reish Lakish, Tav Lemes of Tandu, Mashalhi, Shanashim Omros Abal Kolduhu, Shutov Lashevesim Shnei Gufim Mishavis Amana. That sometimes a woman says about her husband, look, he's better than nothing, right? The idea being of Osai, they understand. I think right. This is often. This is a marital refrain that's heard often. Right? The idea of Osai is that from the Gemara is telling you just the difference in marital perspectives. From a woman, marriage was a much more necessary entity for financial support, for physical security, and therefore, again, from a time again, obviously things have changed in certain ways, but not as much as people think. The idea is that for a woman, being in a marriage and being in a relationship was the most important thing. Even if the husband was not of the utmost quality, this idea that she was not alone, that there was marital companionship and security, was exceptionally important. From a man's perspective, a man, according to the Gemara, at least could get along fine without marriage as well. Therefore, again, if there's not an attraction from the beginning, the marriage is doomed. Therefore, the man should not be mekadesh without seeing her first. The woman can become mekudeshes even without seeing her future husband first. But nevertheless, it's still important for her to accept, better for her to accept kiddushin herself, because in general, better to always do mitzvos yourself rather than to delegate them to a shaliach. Ha'ish mekadesh b'tu kishinara, a man, could accept kiddushin for his daughter while she is a nara. So the Gemara says, kishinara in kishik tanalo. What does that make it sound like? It's only when she's a nara, but not when she's a ketana. But that's not true. You can accept kiddushin for your daughter at any age, even when she's a nara. So the Gemara says, "Misayeya le l'rav." Do Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Veitema Rabbi Elazar. But just you should know, sometimes, just sometimes that when we read these Gemaras, like a woman would rather be married to no one, to anyone than no one. Like it makes us a little bit, sometimes we think like it's like a little bit sex, a little bit misogynistic. We'll say that's only because, understand, in our society, everything has to be politically correct, and we assume that equality means everyone is the same. We'll say, so that Judaism does not buy into that idea. People are not the same. People are not the same. And men and women certainly are not the same at all. They require different things in life. They need different things out of marriage. They need different, they're different personalities. So again, when Chazal are expressing is, yes, men and women look for two very different things from marriage. Two very different things. Now, obviously, this is rooted in certain realities over here of the Gemara. That lemaisa, again, that a woman needed a certain level of security and safety for marriage. But it's like a lot of these tenets are not that different today in terms of what it is that a woman seeking from a marriage, what it is that a man seeking from a marriage. And for a woman, the greatest fear in life ultimately is what? Is being alone. That is the greatest fear. Men have many fears as well. Being alone may be one of those fears, but it's one amongst many fears. But again, for a woman, the notion of being alone is the greatest fear that was on a woman's mind. So the notion of a woman saying, you know what, this guy might not be my Prince Charming, he might not be the guy I dreamed about, but at the end of the day, he's fine. Such a yisod still exists today as well. All right, so the Gemara goes weiter. So the idea over here, so the Gemara asks, why does it only say kitana? What about a na'ara? Why does it only say na'ara? Why not kitana? So says the Gemara, the Amrav Yud, Amrav Itim, Rabbi Elazar, Asho Adam Shikadish Shisvito Kishi Kitana. Rabbi says, amazing, because Rabbi Elazar says, a man, it is usher for a man to be mekadesh his daughter while she's still a ketana. Ad shetigadal v'tomar b'ploni ani rotze. Rather, a man should wait until his daughter is old enough to be able to say, to express her desire to marry a particular man. So we'll say, this is actually quite interesting, because throughout our journeys in Shas, we've discussed kiddushei ketana many times, and every single time we discuss it, it leaves us scratching our heads a little bit, because although we know, look, Kadosh Baruch Hu allows for it, it sounds so strange. So the notion of marrying off a minor girl without her consent, to which Rabbi Elazar says, look, even though technically it's permitted, one shouldn't really do it. A man should only marry off his daughter when she's old enough, ultimately, again, to express her consent and her desire to enter into a marital union with a particular man. I will say, take a look at Tosas just very quickly. Sometimes these sugyas are jam-packed. So Tosas says over here something amazing. So Tosas says, as Asr la Adam Shekadish Spito Kishikitana Afag Abdamala El D Sura Lekamishum the Tabla Mesa Tandu, Hanimili Big Doshi Miskadesh Te Atzma, the Khavash and Isratis, Lake Alamecha Shematakzur, Avakitana Shimiskadesh idea viha, Ikalamecha Shemem Haisa Gidola Haisa Misratis. So we'll say, so remember, Tosa says we just seem to have contradicted ourselves. Because you just got finished saying that what? That a woman would rather be with anyone than be alone. Now you're telling me that a man can't be Mekadish his Kitana daughter, only his Nara daughter. To which Tosa says, no. What you mean that a woman would rather be with anyone than be alone? That's when she's old enough to articulate that desire to want to be in a marriage. Then we say, okay, that she wants to be married, she wants to be in a marital union. But when she's a Kitana, she's not expressing any type of marital desire, then Lamaisa, better for the father not to marry her off. Watch this, suppose. It is amazing. So Tosa says, remember, this is the Tosafists, right? The Tosafists. So we're talking about 1100s, 1200s. So this is now. We marry off our daughters when they are ketanos. So what do we do with the same with the Rebbe Lazar? This is Tosas telling you, giving you a window as to what happened historically. Listen to what he writes. Hainu, mishum shebechol yom vayom hagolos misgaber aleinu. Because says Tosas, every single day, golos is getting more difficult. People say, what's happening? What's happening historically? What's happening? The Crusades. Every single day, Golos is getting more intense. So says Tosas, you know what? In our day and age, when a man has the means to marry off his daughter, doesn't matter how old she is. You know what he does? You know what he does? He marries her off. You know why? Because who knows what tomorrow is going to bring. Who knows if tomorrow a person is going to have the means, a person is going to have the ability, a person is going to even have his life. That's the truth. So therefore, again, Tosa just points out, and it's amazing, even though Rabbi Elazar comes along and says, do not marry your daughter off when she's a ketana, and that indeed is the way we pass. And even though the license is there, we say a father should not marry off his daughter until she's old enough to express, to articulate her intent to want to enter into the marriage. Tosa says, in dire circumstances, we married off our daughters as ketanos because, again, we knew not what the next day would bring. Incredible idea. Says the Gemara, Shlichus Minolan. Where do we know Shlichus? So remember again, the Mishnah introduced us to the idea of Shlichus. So from where do we know Shlichus? So which the Gemara says, this Sanya, Vishalach, Melamed Shuosa Shaliach, Vishilcha, Melamed Shiosa Shliach. So remember again, this is the Pasuk by Gittin. The Pasuk says, Vishilcha mi Beso. So the Pasuk could have just said Vishalach, meaning the Pasuk could have just said Vigirsha, Vigarash, right? He divorced her. But it doesn't say Vigarash, instead it says Vishilcha, it says Vishalach. He'll send her away. And it doesn't just say Vishalach, but rather it uses the elongated form of Vishilcha. So it says the Gemara, from the fact that it could have used the word Vishalach, from the fact that it could have used the word Vigirsha, but instead it used the word Shalach, teaches us that a man could go ahead and appoint a shaliach to go ahead and deliver a get to his wife. The fact that he used the longer form of vishilcha teaches us that what? That she could go ahead and appoint a shaliach to be makabel the get, to which the Gemara says, Vishalach vishilcha melamed, shashliach osa shaliach. Furthermore, again, from here we also learn that what? That a shaliach could also appoint another agent to execute the agency. Ashkechan begirshin. So we'll say, it turns out then, that we've learned about the concept of shlichos from where? From gerishin, from the word vishilcha. Vishilcha, even though the Torah could have used the word vigirsha, he divorced, or used the word vishilcha to teach us that agency is a possibility for the delivering of the get. So now we've learned the concept of agency as it applies to gerishin. So the Gemara says, bekidushin minolan. How do we know bekidushin that you could go ahead? How do we know that a makum and kadesh woman through shlichos, vichitim adyalaf migerishin? Maybe you'll say, I will learn it out from divorce. Malagirish keshna bakarcha. You can't do that. Why? Because Gerushin could be affected even against the will of the woman. But I can't learn from Gerushin that I'm Makim and Kadesh woman as well. With the Rosh Liach. Amakra, V'yatzav Ahaysa, Makish Havi'il Yitziah, Mayitziah, Mashish Liach, Af Havi'inai, Mashish Liach. So we'll say, what do we do? There's a Gzer Shava of Havi'il Yitziah. We compare the process ultimately of marriage to divorce. Just as divorce can be accomplished through a Shaliach, so too, ultimately, again, marriage, you could give her, you could give him a kaddish or through a shaliach as well. I ve'ala hadisnan, that which we learned, ha'omer l'shluchot tsei v'tarum, but this is another interesting case. Let's say I say to my shaliach, go ahead, go and take truma. Separate out truma from my produce. So we'll say the halacha by truma is, there are three ways that you could take truma. You could do what's called the ayin yafet, generously, which is 1/40th of your crop. Stingily, ayin ra, which is 1/60th of your crop. And me the benanis, which is 1/50th of your crop. So let's say I go ahead and I say to my shaliach, go and take truma for me. So torin kidas balabais, but I don't give him an amount. So what does the agent do? The agent says, well, look, I know Silber is a generous guy, so therefore I'm going to go ahead and separate out 1/40th of the crop. But let's say my shaliach doesn't know what type of giver I am. He doesn't know, am I stingy or am I generous? So what does he do? Torim bebeninus achad mechamishim. So he gives the middle of the road 1/50th of the crop. Amud beis. Piches asara hosif asara. We'll say, let's say again he goes ahead and what? Let's say he instead of taking 1/50th, he takes 1/60th, or he takes 1/40th. Truma so truma. So we'll say the truma is still a valid designation. So in other words, that lemaisa, again, if he doesn't know how much I would normally give, whatever amount he gives is fine. Meaning 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. Isaac Mar says truma minolav. So first of all, now what do we just see? We see over here that what? That lemaisa, again, truma could be taken through a shaliach. You could separate a truma through a shaliach. Where do we know that from? V'chitim adyalath migerushin. Maybe you'll say we learn out truma from gerushin. We learn out just like we could divorce your wife with a shaliach. So if you can take truma with the shaliach, that doesn't work. Why? Malagirushin shikayeshin ancho. Vosai girushin is a mundane, unholy matter. Truma, on the other hand, deals with consecrated property or kadosh property. So who's to say you can learn out one from the other? Amakra atem gam atem l'rabos. Because Vosai, the pasuk says, kein tarimu gam atem. So atem means you can separate a truma. Gam, who's the also comes to include your shaliach. That even a shaliach could separate out trumas and maestro says, or truma as well. V'nichtav rachmana b'truma, v'neso hanach v'nigrumine. So why don't we just learn out the concept of shlichos by truma, and I can learn out gittin and kiddushin from truma, to which the Gemara says, mishum de'igal ha'mifrach, shekein yesh lev machshava. Oh, it will say, because truma is different. Why? Because truma, it will say, is actually quite fascinating. You could cognitively designate truma. In other words, if I look at a pile of produce and I decide in my mind that the left-hand corner is going to be truma, lemaisa, again, that works. Lemaisa, that works. So therefore, again, because truma ultimately, again, applies to machshava, so again, I would have thought I can't use it as a paradigm to learn out other things. I have a hadis now. Listen to this. The hadis now. Chabura. We'll say halacha lemaisa. Chabura she'avad pischa. We'll say. Listen to this. You have a group of people doing carbon pesach together, and what happens? They lose the sheep. They lose the sheep. So what happens? Shavah pesach. Va'amr la'echad tsei ubakesh v'shachot aleinu. Listen. They say to Reuven. Reuven, listen. Go find the sheep. Go find the sheep. And when you find it, shecht it on our behalf. What happens? V'halach u'matzah v'shachat. So Reuven goes out and he finds the sheep and he shechts on Erev Pesach on behalf of the chabura. V'heim lachu v'shachtu. And we'll say, what happened? The chevra got tired of waiting. So what did they do? They purchased another sheep, right? And they shechted, right? They shechted that sheep as well. So what's the halacha? We'll say, so remember again, for Karban Pesach, you can only be part of one chabura, right? You remember the I heard from a friend, remember the stovetop commercial? Years and years ago, right? I could talk about television from below the age of 10. Remember the stovetop commercial, right? Jimmy, what are you having for dinner? Jimmy, what do you have? What time is dinner? Right? So you can't do that at Karban Pesach, right? At Karban Pesach, you can only be part of one chabura. So the Shailan now of here is essentially you've had two Karban Pesach shechted. So which Karban Pesach can you eat from? So what happens? So says the Gemara, Im shelo nishchat rishon, if the animal that Reuven shechted, if that one was shechted first, So who Chamishal Behem Ochlim B'Shosimimo? So we'll say if Reuven shechted the found animal first, then Lemaisa again that's the Karban Pesach. Reuven eats of that animal, and the rest of the Chabura eats of that animal as well. So the Gemara says, So what do you see from here? Minavan. Now what you just told me is that what? They're shlichus by Karban Pesach. Right? That one person could shecht on behalf of the entire Chabura from Karban Pesach. Where do we know that from? Vichitema neilof mehanach. Maybe you'll say, well, they're not Karban Pesach. From Truma and Gerushin, because both now we've established that Shlichos works by Gerushin, that's from Beshilcha. We know that Shlichos works by Truma, that's Gam Atem. So maybe I'll say I'll learn our Karban Pesach from Truma and Gerushin, to which the Gemara says, can't do that. Why? Malahanashkin Yeshnan Chol, Eitzel Kachim. Both say, again, Gerushin is Chol, is mundane. Even Truma is considered to be chol when compared to Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach is a sacrificial matter. So how could I learn out kadshim from chol? Nafkelim with Rabbi Yoshua ben Karacha. We learn from Yoshua ben Karacha. Rabbi Yoshua ben Karacha, minay shalshulcha shal adam kimoso. Both it is amazing. Rabbi Yoshua ben Karacha says, in general, where do we learn out the concept of shalshulcha shal adam kimoso? Where do we learn out that a person's agent is like himself? Shene emar v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas shal ben avar. We'll say, we're amazing. Where do we learn out from? Karban Pesach. Because we're going to say about Karban Pesach, the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael will shech the Pesach bein harbaim in the afternoon, or midday. V'chi kol hakal kulan shochtin, does the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael shech the Karban Pesach? Remember again, shchitas ksher b'zar. Remember again, you could have a non-kohen shecht the Karban Pesach, but the idea is you only have one person involved in shchita. Ella, so what does it mean when it says everyone is going to shecht the Karban Pesach? Ella, rather, both say, what do you see from here? You see that a person's agent is an extension of himself. And therefore, again, the agent shechts it on behalf of everyone else. And therefore, what? And therefore, again, from here we learn that shlucho shal adam kimoso. So if that's the case, says the Gemara Nichtov, Rachmana Bekadsha, Bnei Tzihana, Bnei Gruminei, if that's the case, just let the Torah teach the concept of shlichos by Karban Pesach, which is kachim. And I'll learn out the other cases of Gerushin and Truma from that. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Ikal Mifrach, Malakachim Shekin Kin Rov Ma'asim Aydi Shaliach. So the Gemara says, because the truth is, you can't learn from kachim. Why? Because it was like kachim is the exception. The overwhelming majority of aspects of kachim are carried out through an agent, through a kohen. Therefore, again, of course, I can say that shlichos applies to kachim, but that might not be the case by everything else. So the Gemara says, okay, chad mechad alo asya, kesei chad mitarti. So if I can't learn out one case from the other, let me go ahead and create two cases as the paradigm. I'll learn out everything else from there. Say, hey, so the Gemara says, which one should we go ahead? Hey, TC, lo nichto rachmana bekachim, v'tisse mehanach. So let the Torah not state it by Karban Pesach. And I'll learn it out from Truma and Gershon. Well, that doesn't work. Why? Malahanach shkin yeshman chol eitzel kachim. That does work. Why? Because you can't learn out kachim from chol. Next, lo nichto rachmana begershon v'tisse mehanach. So let the Torah not write b'shilcha, and I'll learn out that agency works from Gershon, from Truma, and from Karban Pesach. That doesn't work. Why? Because Rabbi Yosai, both by Karban Pesach as well as by Truma, Machshava works. In other words, by Karban, you can invalidate a Karban b'Machshava. You can also designate the Karban Machshava. And by Truma, you could designate Truma b'Machshava as well. So Machshava works, but again, Machshava doesn't work in these other areas. Elo, lo lichtov rachmana b'Truma v'teisi mehana. So leave out Truma, leave out Kamatem, and learn out Truma from Gerushin b'Shilcha. And for Karban Pesach, called Das B'nei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, oh, Hanami, you're right, that could work. But if that's the case, ve'ela atem gam atem lamali, so then if I learn out Truma from Karban Pesach and Gerushin, so what do I do with the gam atem by Truma? Gam atem, what does gam atem teach me? Ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchacham b'nei bris, just like I am a member of the faith, I am a member of the covenant, I'm a bris, I'm a Jew, so too my shaliach must be a Jew as well. So the Gemara says, "Hala malikra." Why do you need a pasuk for that? Mid Rabbi Chibar Abba Amr Yochanan Nafka. Rabbi Chibar Amr Abba Amr Yochanan. Eina Evan Nasa Shea Lekabel Gatmiat Bayla Shel Isha Lefi Shena Torahs Begin Vikidushin. Ah, so we'll say it's obvious because remember again, Rabbi Yana already taught me that what a Gentile cannot become a shaliach for a woman shaliach to accept her get. Why? Because she's not in the parasha of Gin and Kiddushin. In other words, we know that my shaliach has to be an extension of myself. In order for my shaliach to be exceptional myself, then what? He has to have the same level of chiyuv as me. If that's the case, then of course a Gentile cannot be my shaliach. Ah, Truma is different. Why? It's Eved lav bar hatiruhu klal. Aval oved kochavim ho v'isya b'tshuma dinafshe. But I will say, see, it could be. And you know what we'll say? What we're going to do is we're going to stop over here. Because I want to share with you just a brief thought for Bedikas Chometz. So we're going to pick up Emirat Hashem with Rabbi Yanai. So we'll do a little bit longer time. Just to remind you, tomorrow morning we start at 5:45. Shacharis is at 6:30 because of the Siyum B'chorim. So we're going to start Emirat Hashem 5:45. But let me share with you just a brief idea, a little hisorus for Bedikas Chometz tonight. So we'll say just, I know I ended a little abruptly. So just, again, what we're left with is, we're learning out where does shlichus come from. So far we have three sources for shlichus. We learn it out from gerushin, from divorce, bless you, from the shilcha, and once I know by divorce, I also know by kiddushin. We learn it out from truma, gam atem, comes to tell me that a shlichus could also separate out truma, and I know karban pesach. Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. What the Gemara essentially is now focusing on is, why do I need three sources? Now, I know that I can't have one, because no one case encompasses all, but let me have two paradigmatic cases, and then what? I'll learn out all those other cases from the paradigm. So we're leaving off with that question, and I'm here to answer that question tomorrow. So let me just share with you a short idea by Bedikas Chometz.